Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is raising our children with moral values. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, who has made the raising of children, both boys and girls, the means by which one can enter paradise. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes and make us an example for the righteous. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. Our children are the lights of our homes. They are the future guardians of the homeland, and they are the builders of the upcoming civilizations. They are a gift from the Most Merciful, Ar-Rahman, and they are an adornment of the worldly life as long as we are in it. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-malu wal-banun zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth and children are the adornment of the worldly life. And so indeed, it is a great responsibility upon us as parents to ensure that our children are raised upon moral uprightness. For this is an immense trust that has been placed upon us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah sa'ilun kulla ra'in amma star'ahu ahafidha am dayya'a hatta yas'ala rajula an ahli baytihi. That indeed Allah will question every shepherd regards to their flock. Did they save them or did they cause them to become lost? Such that every man will be asked about his household. Ibadullah, O slaves of Allah. Our children are like pure and unpolluted land. They are born with sound natural dispositions. They are born in the primordial state known as fitra. This means that they come into this world with their hearts being clean and untainted. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born upon the fitrah. And this means that the souls of our children, whilst being pure, are also receptive to the imprints from the environment that they are exposed to, which starts with the environment that's provided to them by their parents. And this means that it's important that the parents cultivate them in the best of ways, to cultivate their souls and their hearts. For the children are amenable to every good trait. Indeed, from the greatest of things we can augment and nourish in the souls of our children is attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attachment to their Lord, such that we can instill in our children an awareness that their Lord is ever aware of them. In this capacity, let us pay heed to how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu when he was still a young child with the words, Ya bunayya, ahfidh Allah yahfadhka. وَحْفِظْ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهَ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. O young boy, be mindful of Allah and He will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you shall find Him with you. And when you ask for anything, ask it from Allah. And if you seek help from Allah. Likewise, we should encourage our children as they approach the age of maturity to adhere to safeguarding their prayers by ensuring they pray them on their time or within their time. And thus it is important that as parents we be avid to ensure our children are raised in this regard by setting that example ourselves. Indeed, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed such importance upon, in such that He encouraged His own Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to do this with his own family. When he said in the Quran, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and enjoin prayer upon your family and be steadfast therein. In similar manner, we should emphasize other aspects of worship and devotion that our children should do, such as the recitation of the Quran and its hifd, its memorization, the dhikr of Allah and the reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his khashya, And we should encourage them to follow all of the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the most important of things we should inculcate in our children is to follow the prophetic character, the best of character and praiseworthy attributes. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestow on us goodly character in emulating the one who had the best of character, alayhi as-salatu was-salam. And we ask in turn that our children see this character being reflected back to them in our homes, such that they too can emulate this character and become mirrors reflecting it unto the whole of mankind. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.